You've probably been hearing about the Great Reset lately, which is kind of funny because if you heard about it a few months back, you probably heard it portrayed in corporate-owned media as a conspiracy theory. But that approach stopped working when conspirators like the World Economic Forum decided to go public in a big way by promoting the Great Reset as a super cool, awesome thing that will lead little people like you and me to live happily in a world where we own nothing while our conspiratorial Illuminati overlords own everything and control us like human resource cattle. Does that sound great or what? What a magical fairy tale-like existence, huh? No worries, no cares, no troubles, and no property. I mean, not for us anyway. All thanks to our benevolent technocratic overlords. Wow. Now, before you get blinded by the awesomeness of this plan, one thing to remember is that it's anything but new. It's old. Very, very old. Like some of its most vocal and quite elderly proponents. The second thing you should know is that this big public media push for what was once dismissed as a conspiracy theory is not being undertaken from a position of confidence on the part of the elderly control freaks behind the program. Quite the contrary. These old Marxist geezers and their younger commie tools are launching the plan in a big way now because they are desperate and can see clearly that if they don't seize control of their human resource cattle now, it's only going to get harder for them to do so in the future. And this is where COVID comes in, providing these desperate, evil, lawless creatures with what they see as a great opportunity and great cover for them to make their last-ditch bid to get the control that they desperately want but can feel slipping further away with each passing day. I've attached links to some articles on the Great Reset in the notes below, including links right to the World Economic Forum website telling you what it is from their perspective, and I encourage you to get familiar with the idea and see it for what it is, a last gasp attempt by desperate tyrant wannabes to take control of a situation that they clearly see as slipping away from them and fast. If you appreciate news coverage from this perspective, please subscribe to the channel and visit HellraiserReport.com. When we network together and engage our enemies with a clear view of the battlefield, we will win together.